6 weeks after leaving Egypt, the Jews arrive at Mount Sinai. When we look at it in retrospect, it's an obvious place for them to go. One of the reasons to leave Egypt is in order to receive the Torah. But that may only be our perspective when we look in retrospect. We don't know what the Jews themselves thought or what the Jews themselves felt. If we go back and look at the narrative, or we look at the discussions that took place from the very beginning when God speaks to Moshe, there's a reference that when you leave Egypt, you'll come serve God on this mountain. Which means the only thing which is stated as far as a goal is to serve God on this mountain. The context, or the texture, or the contours of that serving of God is not revealed. What we do know is some other pieces of information. The larger discussion which had taken place was that the purpose of the Exodus was to take the Jews to the land of Israel. And it's at this point we need to pause a little bit, because we realize there's actually what seems to be two goals. One goal is to end the servitude, to end the slavery, to end the suffering. In order to accomplish that, all we need to do, we, us and God, all we need to do is to remove the Jews from that particular location. There are other solutions. Change the government. Change Pharaoh's mind. Treat the Jews nicer. But that leads us to the second part. It wasn't just to end the slavery. It was to bring the Jews to the land of Israel. And during the Brit Ben HaBetarim, the covenant which God had forged with Abraham, both of these elements were introduced. The Jews will be slaves. They're going to suffer, but they're going to come out, and they're going to go and inherit the land of Israel. Which leads us then to 6 weeks later, arriving at Mount Sinai. What was supposed to happen there? I'm not convinced the Jews knew exactly what it was they were supposed to anticipate. They were free people. They're on the way to their land. God had determined that there was a whole nother element to the Exodus, and that is this meeting, this rendezvous, which took place on Mount Sinai. The Jews were not meant to be a nation like any other nation. It wasn't simply a point of being slaves in order to become free. We note how many times in the Torah it tells us how to treat the stranger, how to treat the disenfranchised, to remember that we were once slaves in Egypt, to remember that we know what it's like to mean to suffer. That seems to be a part of what the whole experience was. And now when we arrive at Mount Sinai and we look at chapter 19, before the Ten Commandments, before the Aseret HaDibrot, we read that there's a whole nother element that perhaps we never anticipated. And I think we can use one word to describe that element, and that's called Kedusha, holiness. We're told that the mountain has holiness. Now this was already hinted at earlier, when Moshe arrived at the exact same mountain and he was told to take off his shoes for it's a holy place. So when he was told that they were going to come back and serve God on this mountain, the entire people, Moshe knew, we're all coming back to this holy place. But now in preparation for this serving of God, we're told a number of elements which all have to do with holiness. And we're told that we're going to become a nation of priests. That we are a people who are a treasured people. And it's at that point that everyone should realize this is not just simply a question of being free. There's a whole different type of freedom. This is a type of freedom that man has when man loses their confusion. This is the type of freedom that man has when God gives us inside information and tells us how to lead holy lives and elevated lives. There is a teaching in the Talmud that when God said the Ten Commandments, the first five, or the first four, did not really impress anyone. When God got to the fifth one was different. And the sixth and the seventh and the eighth and the ninth and the tenth, all different. The first one to say that I am the God who took you out of Egypt, to say not to serve or worship any other gods, not to take God's name in vain. All of these the nations of the world were used to in terms of their understanding of whatever gods or deities that they happened to serve. But then something changed when God said, honor your parents in order that you can have a long life, in order that you can have quality of life. And then the other commandments are not to steal and not to murder and not to want something which isn't yours. And we suddenly get to this realization that God taking us out of Egypt and giving us a land had a condition to it. And that condition is that we make this land very, very different from other lands. And we make our lives very different from other lives. And the difference over here is one of holiness. And the holiness of God involves not only the service of God, but it also involves how we serve other people or how we treat other people. The reason we need to treat other people with respect is because from the very beginning, Judaism taught that all people are in the image of God. God created all of mankind. And when God made this stop in Sinai, it was in order to teach us this element of holiness. Before we can enter into the land, we need to understand holiness. Because the Jewish people were not meant to be a people like any other people and every other people. We were on a mission. And that mission was a mission which was to have an elevated life, to have elevated lives, to have lives which were steeped and permeated with holiness.